Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man live at the Incredible Cook's Warehouse here in fashionable East Cobb, where people drink their Bud Light with their right pinky extended. That's how nice this area is here. And Chef Matt, when we last left you, you and Chef Larry were better known as the Soup Nazi. You were finishing up this sandwich, and it looks really good. Quickly run down what it was, what it is, and what it's going to be when people put it in their mouths.
So we've got a little ciabatta bread. Chef Larry did a great job searing off the blackened salmon. So we've got the blackened salmon in there with some fresh arugula. And then I made that sriracha aioli from scratch. So we put all that together with bacon. Bacon makes everything better.
It does.
Right? If you don't have a bacon soup yet, ideas. And then threw it in the Cuisinart Griddler, which is a great little panini maker.
Which you can get where?
At the Cook's Warehouse.
Absolutely.
In fashionable East Cobb.
Yes.
And so we finish it off right there, and it is ready to go.
Well, that sounds great. And, guys, of course, we are here. We have Larry, the Soup Nazi. We have Jameson. See, in fashionable East Cobb, he would not be Jamie. It would be Jameson. Jameson, you are Jamie, and he is the CEO of this incredible company. And Seb is the founder, and he worked together with Al. Him and Al kind of, you know, put it together to come up with the original soup, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful celebration of what is truly one of the, I overuse the word iconic so I can do it, the iconic meals of the day is soup. Soup goes great at lunch. It goes great at dinner. And, of course, Al proved that it goes great anytime. From 11 to 8 or whatever. So, Seb, once again, every penny doesn't just go to profit and making money. You guys give absolutely everything back, whether it's in the kitchens in New York or it's the soups that are sold. You guys give back, and you really give back to the world.
We give back to feeding the hungry. That's what we do. And there is navy bean with bacon. Al's got a bacon soup, a lot of soups
and,
with
and
that.
And potatoes.
It's too good an ingredient to leave out. So
thank you.
He has the his soup list is like a golf bag. He's got something for everybody.
But does he have a pasta soup?
Does it? Minestrone.
There you go. Minestrone. There we go. Minestrone. Spoken like a true Irishman. And, Jamie, I mean, you have had an iconic career, too. I mean, for you to, well, yeah, I mean, that's what sucks, really. You know, and you don't even use Lady Clairol, which I'm going to talk to you about in a little while after the show. But the amazing thing about it, though, is, Jamie, you cut such a wide swath. You were Retailer of the Year. I mean, you have had so many awards given to you, and to take it from the industry you were in to go to a totally new industry. But for you, it was all about the quality of the product.
Right. And the companies that I've been lucky enough to be at, Steve Madden, I was the CEO, and here, it's all about the product and the people that work in Soup Man are dedicated. They love the business. They show up every day. It's a great environment. People are having fun, and we're making a great soup, and we're giving some of our money away, so it's all good.
It really is. And, of course, the front man, the guy who's the that made Seinfeld famous. Of course, I'm sure he wouldn't say that.
It's getting very hard to make fun of you, Kevin.
Yeah,
you're being too kind.
I know. I try to make it very difficult. But now we come to a part of the show. Larry, first of all, so many congratulations. You've had a wonderful career. You took a simple character, turned it into an iconic character, and from that you elevated it into a lifestyle that you have done, and now you're working with the Soup Man, and you guys are giving back in more ways than one, and you are so generous with your time and with people. You are one of the most approachable celebrities I've ever met.
Actually, I've been complaining all day. They're forcing me to do this. I'm kidding.
You suck. You suck. Does that make you feel better, Larry?
Yeah.
All right. Now it's now what I've tried to do with all the celebrities. I try to dig back in their histoire a little bit and see if I can come up with names and see if they mean anything to you. Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey. I love Jeffrey Tambor. He's a very important man to me because he is pretty much responsible for me getting the role of the Soup Nazi. I was under threat of being kicked out of my acting class unless I came up with a job in 6 weeks. And so Jeffrey was in class. I went to Jeffrey and I said, "Introduce me to the guy that's casting your show," because he was on the Larry Sanders Show. And in true Jeffrey fashion, I had an appointment with the guy the next day. And It also happened to have been the casting director of Seinfeld. So, yes, I owe everything to Jeffrey. And Adam, you know, I'm just a huge fan of his. For those of you who saw that, you know, he's an Emmy winner. You know, he's just a brilliant, brilliant
actor.
Did
he have to pay for his?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
Al, are you gonna?
Well, Al, you know, Al is the man behind the soup. Al is the soup maestro. He's like the greatest soup maker the world has ever known. Not that I've tasted all the soup in the world, but I can definitely make that statement that it's the best soup I've ever tasted. It's really magical, and you know, Al's got his secret spices that he puts into every soup. So I always say to people, you know, what is it about the soup? And I say every soup is exotic. You know, even chicken noodle is exotic, and it's what Al put into it. So another man that I owe a lot to.
And then one last name, Marcia.
Marcia, in case anybody doesn't know, if you've ever seen that episode of Seinfeld that I was in, Marcia was who some people call the soup Nazi's wife, the woman who was at the cash register who, in a incredible bit of what I like to call Danny Kaye timing,
oh, yes,
ripped that bag away from George and handed his money at the same time with... It's kind of like patting your head and circling your stomach or vice versa. I mean, the way she did that was amazing. But she is the unsung hero because what people don't know about her is she came in at the very last minute. She was an extra in the extra pool, and they had built the kitchen a little longer than expected so that if I stepped over to the register to do what she was doing, which I was supposed to do, it was kind of killing the timing of the dialogue. So they just pulled her in at the very last minute, and she just came up with that timing all by herself. So I think we all owe a lot to Marcia for giving us one of the funniest moments we've ever seen.
Well, all of us that love comedy, all of us that love and respect the acting genre, we all have a lot to thank to you, Larry, because you have the unique opportunity to make one of those characters that will forever live in the vaults of TV and the genre of TV as a soup Nazi. And we appreciate you. We really appreciate Jamie and Seb for bringing you into town, for Soup Man, for everything they've done. And finally, the chef of the day, Chef Matt South. Chef Matt, we had a blast today, brother.
We did. We did.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was so much fun.
And to Mary Moore, the owner of the company, thank you so much for letting Matt come out and play with us today instead of sitting in a meeting. It was very, very nice of her to do that because he was scheduled to do a meeting. So it's been an amazing time, gentlemen. And I know there's some people that probably want some autographs and sucking up and pictures and everything else. And I'm sure they're not here to see me. But we certainly appreciate everything you guys have done. And, you know, my friends, go out and try the soup, man. Go to your local Kroger. If they don't have it, demand it. Get it and try it because I guarantee you, you will feel like I did. It's one of those earthy, rustic, hearty soups that goes absolutely perfect with a Bud Light and a sleeve of saltines. And so help yourself and help those around you. Hey, Super Bowl's coming up. Get a bunch of them. Get 10 or 12 of them. Pour them in a pot. Tell them you've been cooking all day. Use Chef Matt's sandwich with the bacon and the salmon and the aioli and the bread. And you'll have a Super Bowl party that will truly be memorable. And speaking of memorable, this has been a memorable show. We thank you all for being here today. So many people to thank. Chef Matt and of Cook's Warehouse. Matt, rock solid, man. Let's give Matt a big hand. To our special guest, Larry Thomas, a.k.a. the Soup Nazi. Yeah.
Thank you.
And to Seb, and for being the founder of this company, and for the CEO, Larry, that's taking it across the world, they need a big hand because they've come a long way to promote this brand. So let's give it to them, a big hand. Okay, and to Teresa and Diane, who have been helping here today, they're the worker bees behind the amazing chef, and who'll be doing a lot of cleanup when we leave. we thank you so much. The keeper of the dials, he who must be obeyed, Michael the Whip Holst is in the house. He did a great job. Way to go, Michael. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs has proudly been presented by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. My friends, remember, if it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
You got it. I'm telling you, you're better than Eric. And it's by Cutter Cigar Emporium. They're your portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigars, and the world of friends you have yet to meet. And now, as of 2 weeks ago, the world of great social lubrication. So if you want social lubrication, you just head to Cutter's in Alpharetta. And, of course, to the wonderful folks next door, it is the amazing people at Whole Foods because they have the Value Matters line. The 365 line, values matter. You want all the great stuff without all the nasties at a really reasonable price. We'd like to thank you all for gathering today, but I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms that we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. As we cool down the mobile burners at Chef and a Fat Man, we remind you to keep your dial set right here on AM 1160, News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless you all. See you next week. And it's...
And at this time, Larry Thomas would like to affectionately say, Kevin, pipe down so we could eat the sandwich already.